Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica. And now we begin the video course on living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the first couple of videos, I would like to focus in on building dreams based on the dreams that Jesus has planted in our hearts. What is it that you are dreaming of? What desires in you resonate deeply within you and energize you when you're thinking about it? And when you pray about it, you feel a certain confidence growing, a certain, what it is the Holy Spirit in you activating the dream. This is what it means to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, to live in the dreams of Jesus. In other words, you are called and commissioned to fulfill the dreams that Jesus has that only you can fulfill with your unique gifts and talents, with the experiences you've had in your life, with the skills you've gained, the wisdom you've gained from hardships and trials and life in general, from the good times as well as the bad times. You are uniquely capable of fulfilling a dream of Jesus's like no one else can do. Living in the power of the Holy Spirit means living the dream. The dream of God. The biggest dreams, sometimes the ones that seem most impossible to do, are the very ones that the logic says that can't be a dream that I fulfill, may very well be the dream that Jesus wants to fulfill in you as you live in the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, knowing the Holy Spirit is within you is the first step. We receive the Holy Spirit in baptism. And it's the fullness of the Holy Spirit that we receive in baptism. But we have to spend the rest of our lives learning how to live that nature that's within us, to live that holiness that's within us. And the more we work on our holiness, the more we align ourselves, therefore, with God's will and the dreams that Jesus has. The dreams that the Holy Spirit wants to bring out into the world, into manifestation and fullness and reality through you. Yes, you, with whatever your faults are, whatever your handicaps are, whatever your limitations are, these don't matter to God because He surpasses those things. The prayers that you normally do add to that every day and say something like this: Holy Spirit, you have dreams for me. Align my dreams to your dreams, because I know that whatever it is that you're dreaming, it's what's best. It's what's most fulfilling. It'll be the most exciting and, yes, maybe sometimes hard and difficult, because remember, part of the Christian walk is the cross. But there's always victory after the cross. There's always resurrection when we follow Jesus to the cross and then through the cross. But in this prayer, we can continue to say, Holy Spirit, awaken in me the desires that you have placed in me. Reawaken in me the desires that I've thought of before but I've dismissed. If it comes from you, Holy Spirit, help me to dream these dreams, because I know, Holy Spirit, that whatever you want to do through me, you will make possible. And then after that, it's just a matter of keeping our eyes open to how God is going to make it possible. So stop dreaming and build your dreams with Jesus.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.